Stormlake Radio talking wrestling right now, visiting with Ridgeview coach Scott Phelps here on Friday morning, December 18th. And Scott, let's go back to your matches last night. You were in Ottawa, coming up short to West Monona and also to Woodbine. The West Monona one was pretty close, if you can recap that.
Yeah, both matches actually came pretty close until we got kind of toward the end. We had some good matches, won some good matches, lost some close matches. The forfeits that we give up really hurt us. That would make a huge difference in the matches. But it is what it is, and you just kind of plug away with what you got and go from there.
So you're not filling out a full lineup. Looking back to your schedule thus far at the Manson tournament, I see at 220, Kyle Schoenbeck, and at 285, Evan Else. Each placed second that day. If you can tell us about some more of the guys you have on the squad this year.
Yeah, those two are good leaders for us. They've been around a few years, I expect those to be our leaders. We got a lot of good kids. We got some kids that are injured right now and haven't got to participate. Ryan Kugel's one who broke a hand first week of practice, and we're hoping we can get him back in here in the middle of January sometime. He's a good athlete. We kind of miss him. We got Alex Pinkney, another senior force that's been filling in at 95 and 220, and he's been doing a nice job for us. Tyler Earp, another senior at 145, and Zach Kinney, another senior at 52, been doing nice jobs. And then we got some young kids that are, stepping up and they're not winning every match, but they're in every match, and you're seeing improvement from day to day, and that's all you can look for.
Scott, how many years have you been coaching wrestling now?
Well, I hate to say this, but this is my 31st.
Well, the reason I ask is because on Thursday, December 10th, you picked up a pair of wins on your home mat, taking on Lawton Bronson and Woodbury Central. And as part of that, you picked up your 300th win as a wrestling coach. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's a nice accomplishment to have, but it's not what you shoot for, really. I'm more worried about, how individual kids do, and if we have a nice team, that's great. But, I guess getting 300 wins, that's what happens when you've been around longer than everybody else. So it's nice, but it's all about the kids, and that's what we shoot for.
Well, congratulations for that, and all about the kids, you say. So it sounds like even with not a full lineup right now, you're happy with the progress you're seeing?
Yeah, we have seen a lot of improvement from day one to now, and, we got quite a few kids that this is the first time they've ever been on a varsity mat, and, we expect that there's going to be some ups and downs, but we've seen more ups than we have downs, and we like the progress that they're making, and they work hard, they're good kids. We just don't have enough of them.
Well, Coach, you're hosting a tournament tomorrow. South Central Calhoun is always a strong team, and Alt Aurelia has a few good wrestlers. What's going to be in store for tomorrow?
Well, I think you're right there, Ryan. South Central Calhoun will have some good kids. Coon Rapids will have some very good kids. Alta always has good kids. And then Sioux City West will fill out the lineup. And they'll have some good kids. Their numbers are kind of down this year. So we're just hoping that we'll go in there and take one match at a time, and our kids will wrestle hard, and hopefully we can come out on the good end of most of those matches and see where that takes us.
Well, you and the team enjoy the holiday break. After that, Ridgeview Wrestling Coach Scott Phelps. Scott, thanks a lot for the comments, and we'll be in touch.
Well, okay, Brian, we appreciate your call and all you do for us, and you have a good Christmas also.